Lesson 11. Exploring Earth's Last Frontier. By the middle of the 20th century, the Earth's continents had been explored from pole to pole. But even though water covers 3/4 of the Earth's surface, much of the deep ocean floor remained a mystery. Auguste Piccard, a Belgian scientist whose curiosity was piqued by the unknown, changed that. In 1932, he had broken the world's altitude record by going 10 miles up in a balloon. He next planned to design and build a vessel to explore the deepest parts of the ocean. On October 26, 1948, Piccard made his first dive off the coast of Africa in a bathyscaphe, a large, hollow, spherical vessel made of thick steel. The word comes from two Greek words, bathys, deep, and scaphe, a light boat. The bathyscaphe could descend into the inky blackness of the ocean depths and, with its powerful searchlights, probe the ocean floor. Those inside were able to look out through windows made of thick layers of acrylic plastic. Buoyancy was provided by huge tanks containing gasoline, which is lighter than seawater. The vessel hung beneath the tanks, while iron weights fixed to the outside of the hull by magnets were used as ballast, causing the bathyscaphe to descend. The first test dive was made in water where the seabed lay just 12 fathoms below the surface. Piccard and the other crew member were bolted inside the bathyscaphe, which was then swung over the side of the support ship and submerged. As the vessel sank below the surface, it filled with an eerie blue light created by sunlight passing through the water. It took just a few minutes for the two pioneers of underwater exploration to reach the ocean floor. Shortly afterward, Piccard detached the iron weights and the bathyscaphe rose to the surface. Several hours passed while the gasoline tanks were emptied. This had to be completed before the two men were able to clamber out of their cramped quarters. Despite the tedious wait, Piccard was a happy man. His mind was already on his ultimate dream, to explore the very deepest part of the ocean. When he was asked later if he had been afraid during the descent, he replied that he had total confidence in the design and the construction of the vessel he had invented, and therefore he had no reason to be afraid. 12 years later, Piccard's son Jacques realized his father's dream when he and a United States naval officer descended 7 miles in a newer, larger, and stronger bathyscaphe to explore the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean. They knew that if there were a single defect in the metal, the enormous pressure would cause cracks to develop, which would rupture the vessel and crush them both. There was no way for them to escape if anything went wrong. When the two crew members emerged unscathed after their great adventure, Jacques Piccard's father, who at the age of 76 was considered too old to make the descent himself, was waiting on the recovery vessel and was the first to greet them.